Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. We're live on location at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game, and it's a collection of some of the top collegiate prospects heading towards the NFL draft, and that'll take place April 27th through the 29th in Philadelphia. But with that said, we have the Wyoming standout offensive lineman, Chase Roullier, and he's kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Chase, we were just talking prior going to live. The last time you played in a game was the 21st, so how is exciting this to kind of go out there today and, you know, and hit somebody yesterday, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great to get back in the swing of football. You know, it's what we love to do. Being a Division I football player, you got to love it. Yeah. It's just great to get back there and start hitting some people, as an offensive lineman would always say.
Definitely. I mean, have you always had this size growing up? Were you always the kid that was just bigger?
Yes. I've always been a head taller than everyone else.
Okay.
And significantly heavier. So.
Yeah. I talked to Spencer Drago. He's with the Browns now, Baylor kid. And we talked him down at the Senior Bowl last year. And he made me laugh because he goes, I was always the last one picked except in tug of war. So did you kind of maybe share that same thing? You just there?
You know, I was a little different because, okay. I mean, I actually had hands.
And oh,
so,
okay.
You know, growing up, people would pick me because I'd be taller than everyone else, so they could just throw a jump ball to me.
Okay.
I actually played tight end one year in, like, Little League. I was still way bigger than everyone else.
Okay.
And they had trouble tackling me, so it may not have been that fair, but...
But hey, that's
it was great. Fun. It was a fun time.
Yeah, definitely. So when you kind of evolve into an offensive lineman, mm-hmm. and you know this is kind of where, you know, this is going to get you the farthest, and obviously having us speaking today.
Yeah. You know, it's really been the whole time I've been playing football.
Yeah?
I mean, even though I played tight end for 1 year, I was an offensive lineman at heart. I mean, it's something that I've loved to do. I always loved defensive line, too, because obviously I got to play both ways in high school and stuff. But, I mean, offensive line I knew was what I was best at.
Okay.
And I continued to work on those skills throughout high school and went to camps and stuff and ended up at Wyoming.
Nice. How do you end up in Wyoming? I'm sure other schools were looking at you.
Yeah, you know, I had offers elsewhere, and I was kind of waiting for the hometown school, University of Minnesota.
Okay.
And that offer never happened.
All right.
And I lost some other offers while waiting for that other offer. And, you know, Wyoming was my best option at the time. And I went there, never looked back, loved every minute of it.
Now, you know, I love Wyoming. I'm going to tell you why I love Wyoming. Growing up, Fennis Dembo was like, he was like my idol.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So Fennis Dembo, shout out while we talk with Chase Roullier here at the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's always available and free at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we always post his draft bio. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path again towards that 2017 NFL draft. When you arrive at Wyoming, you know, everybody that plays on Saturdays wants to get to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when does it kind of evolve in your mind that this is not just a pipe dream? This is actually reality.
Yeah.
I mean, when does that kind of settle in?
You know, you don't really know it's a reality until you, sometimes when you start getting, like, media recognition, especially as an offensive lineman, we don't necessarily normally get very much media recognition, and if you do start to get that, you know that you're one of the best at your position.
Yeah.
And so that kind of started to happen with me my junior year, and that's when I started to kind of realize that, you know, I had the ability to do this at the next level. I just had to continue to work hard and, you know, good things happen.
Nice, nice. And then for you, I mean, how do you find out about the East-West Shrine Game?
You know, I heard initially from agents that I hadn't actually even signed with yet,
okay.
But just guys that had kind of insider information, and they were telling me that I was going to get an invite here. Obviously, that was a very exciting thing to hear because I knew the opportunity that was for me, even just getting the invite here, and knowing that I'd be able to play football in front of so many NFL scouts.
Yeah, it's a priceless commodity for anybody in your situation,
mm-hmm.
and obviously fortunate to be here. I ask all the guys that come on this show, I mean, why are you here? I mean, you know, you're above average. You're a guy that has the ability to play at the next level, but I mean,
mm-hmm.
kind of break us down. I mean, what are those traits that you do as an offensive lineman that kind of makes you special?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm a pretty smart guy. I graduated with a mechanical engineering degree.
Oh, there you go.
And I think that's something that's really helped me, especially at the center position that I switched to this last year. I'm able to make a lot of the calls up there in the front. It's easy to see both sides at center, and that's why they have smart guys playing center in the NFL. And I think that position really suits me very well. And I've been able to use my intelligence and my ability to stay calm under pressure because of my wealth of knowledge that I've gained through film and just practice experience and the many games that I've started that, you know, it's just really helped me.
Nice. I mean, this is one of my, I love when we kind of maybe go behind the scenes a little bit. Just, is there a play in particular maybe comes to mind where, you know, you're about to, you know, snap the ball, kind of checking out the defense, and maybe the quarterback had a call that was there and you're kind of like, we got to change this or something?
Yeah, I mean, in our offense, the quarterback kind of trumped any call the offensive line made.
Okay.
I mean, my quarterback trusted me a lot, so if I was saying something, he's probably going to agree with what I was saying.
Fair enough.
But there wouldn't have been too many situations where I was calling off what he was saying, because, I mean, when he says something, and we all do it, it's, even though it may be wrong, it's going to be better than a couple guys doing something that I said and then everyone else doing what
he did. Fair enough. Does anything go unnoticed? And you did touch base on film study, but I mean, leadership quality, game film study, maybe the offense you ran where you couldn't run block as much as pass block. I mean, is there anything, and you've probably realized a lot more that these scouts know about you than you probably didn't know about yourself.
Yeah.
Is there anything out there, because they do listen to this podcast, I mean, what do they need to know about Chase Roullier that they may not, that's a huge benefit?
You know, I spend so much time in the film room, and, I mean, getting a degree in engineering, it was time that I didn't necessarily have, yet I still found ways to get in there. Now that I have my degree, I have a lot more time to devote to just film work. And I think that will allow me to progress my game even faster than what I could at Wyoming, and that's something that I look forward to, just having that additional amount of time.
Definitely.
Just to really become even more of a student of the game. And I feel that I already am one of those, but, you know, you got to continue to be a student because, you know, you can only get more knowledge.
No, definitely. I'm curious because you're one of the bigger centers I've spoken to. And I talk with probably 300 prospects a year, so, I mean, I've been doing this for decades, so you kind of get the idea that you're one of the bigger centers I've spoken to. I mean, what was the size of that line in Wyoming? And, you know, usually, you know, you're usually a few inches shorter and probably about 30 pounds lighter. I mean, kind of how'd you end up with that role?
I was the biggest guy on my offensive line.
Yeah, and they had you at center.
Yeah, so...
But that usually is. You usually would be on the tackle position.
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily the tallest guy.
Okay.
But I was the biggest general.
Yeah.
I played guard through 3 years at Wyoming. I didn't get moved to center till this last year.
Okay.
That was just due to...
Man, it's a feather in the cap, man.
Yeah, I mean, it was just due to a freshman beating out our center at the time. He was doing better at guard than he was at center.
All right.
They felt comfortable flipping me over.
Okay.
And, you know, just took it in stride and never looked back.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Anybody at that next level that you kind of admire watching, or anyone that you pattern yourself?
Yeah, you know, I think I play pretty similarly to someone like Jeff Saturday.
Okay.
You know, he's not the biggest guy out there, but he was one of the best centers to ever play.
Yeah.
And he was able to use what size he had to the. I mean, he was a technician, and that's something that I like to be. And I think that I am becoming one of those.
Nice. Excellent stuff. Once again, Chase Roullier here on the C2P. Again, if you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's always available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and in his bio at the C2P. Chase, before we wrap things up, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. Everything, shall
we?
Oh. Yeah, they're fun. But this is usually the question you guys like to answer the most out of this rugged show that we have. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, you'd take it.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. especially if my girlfriend listens to this. You know, I've always liked Jessica Alba. She's much older than me. But even when I was growing up, that's who I looked at.
That's fair. There's nothing wrong. That's a franchise selection. Nothing wrong with that. And again, it's just lunch. It's true. Yeah,
it's true.
You guys are going to Chipotle, so it's not. Yeah, you're having a burrito. I mean, it's not. You know. So, the next question. This is a big hit or miss question, but if it hits, it's usually pretty fun. Nicknames inside that Cowboys locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname? Could be you or a teammate. How'd they get it?
I had a pretty weird one as a freshman.
Okay.
It was kind of an insult, so it kind of went on as I got older. But I have very big joints, so my nickname was actually Kankles as a freshman.
Kankles. Nice.
Yes. Coming in, that's what the seniors called me. After a couple of years, that name was gone, fortunately. But... that was one.
What a sad way to have to start your football life, and then the guy's calling you Kankles.
Yep.
That probably started the fire in there for you to become like, I'm not taking this. I'm going to become the leader of the team, and then I'm going to be calling everybody else Kankles.
Definitely.
And this is the last question for you. This is kind of a strange one. Not strange, but it's kind of the question that I thought would kind of be a quicker response, but you guys usually give some thought to it. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He paints the cleats and stuff on the shoes from Illustrative Creations. If you could have anything on the cleats, kind of what theme would you want?
Ooh, I'd go cowboy. I mean, I've really taken into the Wyoming culture, even though I'm from Minnesota. And I mean, I don't know what that would look like for him to make, but I'd go cowboy theme for sure.
Excellent stuff. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by the C2P. We always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Chase Roulier, kind enough to join us here.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.